And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 15th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, 1929, fourth-generation Baptist preacher in his family. Went off to Boston College, got his Ph.D. in systematic theology, and there he met a young woman who was a student at New England Conservatory of Music, Coretta Scott. She was not interested in marrying a minister, but he managed to persuade her, though when they married in 1953, she made sure that the word obey was taken out of the wedding vow. A year later, King got a job as pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama, which he accepted. He thought it was a way to get away from the influence of his very well-known father and the minister in Atlanta. And by 1955, he was settled into the job. Two of them had their first baby. He'd finished his doctorate. And that was the year in December when a woman named Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat in the front of the bus to a white man. And the African-American community in Montgomery rallied behind her and organized a bus boycott to protest segregation. It was led by a woman named Joanne Robinson, and she suggested that her preacher, Martin Luther King Jr., might be a good leader. And the boycott went on for 380 days, and that was how Martin Luther King Jr. became a national leader in the civil rights struggle. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "Nearly all men die of their remedies and not of their illnesses," the French playwright Molière, born in Paris on this day in 1622. Father wanted him to be a lawyer, but he joined a theatrical troupe. They put on comedies, toured the provinces for 13 years, and then came to Paris to make their reputation. Molière made fun of the peasants and the bourgeoisie. He was careful not to make fun of the church or the monarchy, and so he never ran into trouble. The author of The School for Wives, Tartuffe, and The Misanthrope. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran entitled Disappearing Fathers. Sometime after I turned 40, the fathers from my childhood began disappearing. They had heart attacks during business dinners or while digging their shovels into a late April snow. Some fathers began forgetting things, their phone numbers, which neighborhoods belonged to them, which houses. They had a shortness of breath, the world's air suddenly too thin, as if it came from some other altitude. They were gone, the fathers I had seen dissecting cars and garages, the fathers with suits and briefcases, the fathers who slipped down rivers on fishing boats, and the ones who drank television and beer. Most of my friends still had mothers, but the fathers were endangered, then extinct. I was surprised, though I had always known the ladies lasted longer. The fathers fooled me with their toughness. I had been duped by their jogging and heavy lifting, misled by their strength when they slapped me on the back or shook my hand. I kept imagining I would see them again, out walking their dogs on the roads near my childhood house, lighting cigars on their porches, waving to me from their canoes while I waited on shore. A poem by Faith Sheeran, Disappearing Fathers, from her collection Telling the Bees, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.